You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. America is changing. Non-white kids now make up a majority of kindergartners. By the next presidential election, the Census Bureau predicts the majority of all children will be children of color. And by 2044, no one racial group will be a majority of the country. This cross-current of demographic and cultural change is upending traditional voting patterns and straining the fabric of what it means to be American. Throughout this election season, NPR and its member stations have been having a national conversation called A Nation Engaged. The project has looked at central themes in this year's election, including this week's question, what does it actually mean to be American? For our contribution to the project, we put this question to some promising young spoken word artists, and we'll be sharing some of their poems with you all week. This is a poem entitled Fireworks by Janera Fields, who's a Pioneer High School graduate.
Screams of fireworks explode in my eardrums each July 4th. An ode to the nation we were enslaved to, a nationwide celebration. I am accustomed to the whoops, the ahs, wows, and damns, the clinking of beer cans as I spin red, white, and blue tutu whirling around and around, my siblings giggling at my feet. But this year, I do not see ruby sparks combust and collapse to the ground. I see dark and matted blood flood thick on hot pavement that dries Mike Brown. This year, I do not hear fireworks. I hear gunshots, sharp, swift, carving into skins of second-class citizens, bang after crash after gasp. This year, I wonder if I'll see another year. I burrow my face into the pillow, wrap myself in blankets like bulletproof glass, try to convulse less with each crack. Breathe deep. It's just fear. America is the best country in the world. We have the nukes, 41% of the Earth's wealth, 25% of its incarceration, we triumph. I tell myself American is a name of which I'm proud every time I leave my house without dying. I am not the burned Syrian child in an ambulance, though America is responsible for children just like him in Iraq. I am not at risk of death by drone, though America is notorious for strikes in the Middle East. I am not one of the nameless innocents taken in daily suicide bombings, though America makes sure to pack my ears with cotton. I tell myself American is not synonymous with murder. American is not synonymous with lies. American is not synonymous with hate. Until the day Alton Sterling slams into the pavement, and the officer's knee hits his back, and the same crack I've been hiding from whips through the audio with a screech. It's the first time I watch someone get killed. It is the last time I will ever feel safe in my blankets. Red, white, and blue cascade through the darkness, and I scream louder than the ricochets. I begin to understand why people burn the flag. African American is a death sentence, but American is a title I do not want to have. Land of the free if you're white, home of the brave if you kill. I lock both doors three times, drop to the ground with each crack, each shot, each acquittal, each paid leave. Bang, crack, the laughter morphs into shrieks of the deceased. Bang, crack, mouth open but no sound. Bang, crack, I fall asleep in the hallway because it's the only place without windows. Bang. Philando Castile gets three cracks by the time I check my phone the next evening. Looking at the two of us, it's hard to tell whose eyes are more alive. I do not know if American is synonymous with murderer, but I do know that I have never seen America without lies or hate. But this year, African American is synonymous with target practice. African American is synonymous with pain. African American is synonymous with locked doors and death and blood and broken families. I am afraid of fireworks.
That was the poem Fireworks, written and performed by Janera Fields. She's currently taking a gap year to focus on her writing. Janera graduated from Pioneer High School last year.